An investor, keynote speaker, a growth expert, and simply the legend, Chris Lee.
Thanks for having me. Copy exactly what successful people are doing. Consistency really is about just owning the truth and doing it on a regular basis. The biggest thing to be successful in anything in life, you have to have a why. The key with networking is never being transactional. There's something that we need as humans. We spiritually need to connect.
Establish vital communication and to tell them the vision.
My son, he's one of the top speed cubers in the world. He's actually doing a one-handed Rubik's Cube solve, and his fastest ever one-handed, I think, is 10 and a half seconds.
I have some goosebumps on my skin, bro.
Your son is changing my son's life. For me, it's like the best compliment I could ever get as a father. It's, yeah, that's what it's at.
So good. Yeah, it's amazing. Right, guys, today on the Search Creator Show, we have an amazing guest today. So he is the founder of Sojan Power, an investor, keynote speaker, a growth expert, and simply the legend, Chris Lee. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Fun.
Thank you so much, bro. So give us a little bit, a quick intro about yourself and what you do.
So I run a company called The Founder Project. So my background is in door-to-door sales, building companies. I've worked for several companies, built several companies. A lot of people know me for my podcast. I have a top 40 podcast. It's called the Founder Podcast. And I launched that after exiting my business. I've had two different nine-figure exits to private equity, both in the solar industry. And so, it's been a lot of fun. But, the biggest thing that drives me is my faith and my family. So
awesome. So yeah. Great. On this show, we're talking a lot about personal brand,
yeah.
And you are a lot in you are focusing on people development and growth. So how did you start this journey?
Yeah, so man, I love people development. In fact, like that's my purpose for living. And, it's interesting when you go through things like selling your company and getting a lot of money, you realize that the world, it's. Your purpose isn't money. It's got to be something higher. And I learned that early on in my career that like the thing that drove me and inspired me was the development of people and focusing on the whole human, especially, my employees. And so, I focus on what I call the P's, the P-E-A-S. It stands for physical, economic associations, and spirituality. And that as we address those four things as employees, as family members, members of society, right, like that's where life becomes meaningful. And so, I've studied culture, I've studied people development, and, that's as a CEO, my focus was always there. Like if I can help this person be a better contributor to society, in turn, they will produce incredibly for me as an employee and make the economic stuff. Or if I can help this person lose weight or be a better mother or father, like that stuff is like what I've been so passionate throughout my career and has been the focus on how I build.
Awesome. Well, so cool. And, I'm a big fan of recruitment marketing. So, and like I spoke about the importance of building a corporate culture, right, for the brands and like how it's important to like in order to like recruit people and et cetera.
Absolutely.
What you can see, like, can you give us some practical advice on how to build a successful employer brand in 2024?
Yeah, so as a CEO, really a CEO stands for Chief Energy Officer, right? Like bringing the energy to your organization.
Oh, wow.
Because ultimately, it's an energy that people are attracted to. And so, the energy that you create around your brand, whether it's your core values or your mission, like why you exist as a company, and really helping that perpetuate throughout your organization, right? Like not just core values listed on the wall, but actually hiring, firing, promoting, recognizing based off of that core value, right? So if, like for example, well, if one of your core values for me was no excuses, like living that and like creating that and recognizing based off of that. And so as you bring energy into an organization, like ultimately that's what attracts different people. There was many times that people would just walk into my building And they'd be like, I don't know what it is, but I feel a different energy. Like, it perpetuates throughout the walls, the smiles on people's face. Like, they know that you really care about them. And so, and it really comes down to, like, do you run your business off of your mission, off of your four values? And then there's, like, so many other things that go along with, like, making sure that you create, like, consistency in the way that you operate, consistency in the language that you use, the processes that you use, right? Like, if you hire and fire to this one person based off of this particular situation, you better treat the same people across the board, right? Like, you know, consistency is, like, the number one thing that drives any type of culture. So if I'm consistently giving everyone high fives, I got to consistently do that. If I consistently hold a meeting every Monday in which we do a recap and we go over numbers, like, I can't miss it. But the key thing with consistency is also owning the truth. Anytime you screw up, being a, hey, we screwed up, we missed the meeting, we didn't do this, what we normally do, owning it, not just ignoring it, acting like it didn't happen, but owning it. And so he's like, hey, we're gonna give it another shot. So, like, consistency really is about just owning the truth and doing it on a regular basis.
Want to finally be known as the expert in your city? Ready to build credibility with your audience? Hi, I'm Serge, the founder of Serge Creator Studios. We've helped professionals around the country get known and brand themselves through high-quality content. We know how to make your company known. We will grow your audience, increase your visibility online, and get your prospect to trust you before you even talk to them. Here's my offer to you. Book a 20-minute call with me for a no-pressure presentation. We will take care of your branding, video editing, graphic design, and do all posting for you. I'll show you how easy to brand yourself and your company through social media. Click below to schedule your 20-minute call with me and see how to take your company's success to the next level. I can't wait to see you there.
Very interesting. And I like how you said about consistency, because I don't know if that's the enemy or something, but the change might be the enemy of consistency or not. If you want to change something in your processes what works well, but then you providing some change in your processes, can it affect the company culture, the overall business structure, or is it okay to do, like, changes in business?
Changes are good as long as they are properly, like, expectations are set. Mm-hmm. Hey, they, you know, you'd go to maybe, for example, your employees, like, hey, we have been consistently dropping the ball on this. We need to make a change. This is the change that we're going to be rolling out. So communication is really at the heart of any great culture, right? Not just slapping somebody with change and not knowing why, but, like, this is what we're changing and this is the reason why. Like, people want transparency in a company, right? And so if your employees or your team members understand why you're making the change, they're going to be all on board for it. But if you're just constantly hitting them with different changes and they really don't understand the reason for it, there's no vision, there's no direction, then that's where the inconsistency really starts to smack you and you start to lose culture.
Oh, wow. So I, like, kind of recall myself in early stages of business when I was building the business and system and processes. Every single week, I provided new change in the process and system. My team was pissed. I was like, why are pissed? So
I'm making,
like,
changes. It's good, right?
It's good. It's for better, you know? Yeah, you're right. So I need to properly communicate it and maybe, like, establish better communication and to tell them the vision or something, because it affected my culture. So now I learned from my mistake, and your words, it's proven it.
And the other thing is, like, when you're making changes to processes and those type of things, it's like, if you have feedback and buy-in from your people, then they're going to be on board for the changes, right? If it's only Serge that's always making the changes and they don't understand reason, like, no, nobody's going to be on board for that. But if you say, hey, look, it looks like we're consistently breaking here. What are some of your ideas and how we can improve that? You get the feedback from the people. You bring your own feedback. Everybody gets on board for the change. Then you're all lined up and good to go.
Very good. Very good advice. Yeah. Thank you for this. Yeah. Very, very important thing. So can you share some tips on how companies can showcase their culture through socials? And let's list a few ideas for companies that just starting out. Maybe you can have some ideas for content, what type of content they have to produce.
Yeah, so as far as, like, producing content, like, just be your own brands, right? there's no one brand that wins, but a consistent brand does, right? And so, like, the way I do business doesn't need to be the way that you do business. And so, like, find what works and what you want to buy into. And the reality is like, it doesn't matter what it is as long as it is the same. Like, for me, giving high fives to my employees every single day and asking how they're doing, like, nobody else has to do that, but that's my brand, right? Or, you know, anytime you recognize somebody doing a two clap Ric Flair or whatever it is, like,
oh, wow.
Just be consistent with that. And so, like, it really doesn't matter what you do as long as you just do it, right? Like, and because, like, you need to plant a flag and say, this is what we're going to do. And then you keep hitting it and you keep doing it until people buy into it and go, right? And so like, to your branding point, like creating something that's cool to be a part of. And then, you know, like, there's, you know, whether it's parties or, you know, Bingo Friday, right? Like, every Friday we would do bingo with our operations team. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, but the fact that we did it every single Friday and we give away, you know, awards or whatnot, like, that's really what matters, right? Like, that's where I go back to consistency. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you just do it on a regular basis.
Oh, nice. That's so good. I want to bring two words. Family man. This are the first awards in your bio, so I assume this is what you cherish and the most in life,
yeah.
Your family. So, but being a successful businessman and a family man so simultaneously is incredibly difficult, right? So tell me, how do you achieve this work-life balance in your family?
So first off, I made a decision early in my life that family was always going to be the first thing, right? And, well, God first and then family. And for me, like, a lot of entrepreneurs, they go and they try building their businesses and then they try to have a family around that. For me, it was build a family first and then build my business around that. And so I've always designed the way I live in regards to having a family. So whether that's where I live, what I do on a regular basis. Now, as far as balancing, there's no such thing as time balance. It's impossible, right? Like, with those four different areas of life, of physical, economic, associations, and spirituality, right? Your associations are your family or whatnot. You can't do 6 hours this, 6 hours this, 6 hours this, 6 hours this. Like, that's impossible, right? But what you can do is you can balance impact. And you can have the same amount of impact on your relationships if you dedicate 15 minutes as you do having impact on your work or your economic life, dedicating 14 hours, right? And so what happens is most people aren't impactful or intentional. They don't have intention with their time. And so, like, if I go home and I spend 3 hours on the couch scrolling through my phone next to my kids, right? I spent 3 hours with my family, but it wasn't impactful, right? It didn't leave anything. So what better is that I spend 15 minutes engaged, whether it's sitting down and playing a card game with my five-year-old and just doing it for 10 minutes, right? Like, that will leave an impact. That would be like, my dad always played with me. My dad was always bought in. Or, like, right now I'm in a season of my life where I'm traveling a lot. I'm being on podcasts and stages and everything else. I have to create intention with the time that I have with my kids. They know when I'm traveling, I'm not going to give them a lot of time, right? That I am, when I'm out here, I'm out here and I'm on the road. This is it. But what we've done is we've set rules. Like, if you want to have friends over, if you want to do that, that's it. You do that when dad is gone, right? Because when dad is home, we are going to spend family time. There's not going to be other friends over. We're not going to have any other activities. It's going to be good, engaged time. And so being very, like, living life by design, living life on purpose, and really, like I said, balancing the impact. And the same thing goes for working out, spirituality, right? Like, I can go and get as much out of a 20-minute workout as I can a two-hour workout if I'm very intentional.
So good. And having a kids motivated you, and can you see the like, kind of growth in your career when you had kids? Is it something that motivates you to go bigger and harder and more?
Absolutely. I mean, my family is my motivation for everything. And like, going home, like, if I went home to an empty house, if I didn't have kids or a wife to home, like, like I would be depressed and I would not have the drive that I have in speaking, in running businesses or anything else. Like that gives me purpose. I think like the biggest thing to be successful in anything in life, you have to have a why, right? Why do I do it? Why do I show up? It's what makes you push through the tough times and whatnot. And for me, that's my family. And so I have an eternal perspective. I believe that me and my family are going to be together after this life. And so like designing my life around that and always making decisions consciously of knowing that that's most important, I will never do anything to screw that up.
Oh my God, so good. And I want to move on with the next topic. So in one of my previous podcasts with like JKS, with Danny Press, like one of the major influencers in solar industry, we talked a lot about like how we can grow brand organically. And we come up like, it's probably one of the best way is to network on the events, come in and show, do handshakes, right? So what's your take on that? Is it like still something like very good for a personal brand?
For networking, I mean, dude, you gotta network. That's not just this industry, that's life, right? Like your network, I mean, everyone's heard the old cliche phrase of your network is your net worth, right? It's real. Like the people that I have in my Rolodex, in my cell phone right now that I can reach out to and ask for a favor or whatnot, like there is so much benefit to that. And the key with networking is never being transactional. A transaction is a one-for-one trade, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what Amazon is. We don't want to be Amazon. The key in networking is that you give five times more than you take, right? And so I'm always looking for ways that I can give value. So if I can make a connection, if I can get you in front of a crowd, if I can do this, that, or the other, and then occasionally I'm going to ask you for something, right? But really the ratio I look for is a 5-to-1, right?
Five?
Yeah. So if I give five times before I make any type of ask. But also, so there's people that get taken advantage of and they never ask, right? So they only give. I think there still needs to be an occasional ask every once in a while, but it shouldn't be transactional. It shouldn't be a one-for-one. And so just always looking for opportunities to give to others, to shake hands, rub shoulders. You know, in the day and age, the digital day and age that we live in, it's very easy to say, oh, my Instagram followers or my YouTube subscribers, like that's my network. It really isn't. There's something that we need as humans. We spiritually need to connect. We spiritually need to shake hands, be eye to eye, sit down. Like for me, I will never take a big meeting over a Zoom call. I'm going to go and get in front of somebody because I know that there's so much more there. Mm. And so the same thing goes with networking and following and whatnot. It's absolutely imperative to your success in business. So yeah, definitely need to be rubbing shoulders.
That's awesome. And if we're talking like besides networking, do you have some other strategies how you can grow your brand?
Yeah, I mean, growing your brand is all going back to the word consistency, right? Like consistently posting, consistently being out there, sticking to your message, being authentic. Like for me, my brand has always been built around authenticity. I don't want to be like anybody else. If you follow me on social media, you're not going to see like this in your face, you know, Lamborghini, Ferrari guy or anything like that. Like it's just me, you know. I'm going to share my family. I'm going to share about God. I'm going to share about work. I'm going to share about working out. I'm going to share when I mess up. I'm going to share when it works, when it doesn't. Like for me, that's my brand. And the way I do it is I just consistently get out there and then I let people know what's going on. And if you are authentic, like the biggest thing is that you be you. If you try being anybody else, you won't have people follow you. When you become a brand that's one of one, right? Like when you are the only person, you're going to have people attracted. People love that. People love someone that is just who they are. And I mean, it's the reason why Danny Pesci is, right? There's only one Danny Pesci, right? Like there's only one Chris Lee. And so like just know and understand that that's your brand. Don't try being anybody else. But yeah, consistently be out there through social media, through reaching out and being a part of everything.
That's so good. And I know that you enjoy reading, and I saw the top 100 books that you recommend for personal development. And in the last year, what book impressed the most?
You know, I'm always going to go back to some of my basics. I reread several books, right? I have 100, you know, you can go to my Instagram and see my top 100 books. You can, in my profile, there's a link to go to that. You can get that. But there's ones that I just always go back to. Atomic Habits is one of my favorite, right? The Little Things, consistently over and over again. Like, you can't beat that book. you know, for anybody just starting out, rich dad, poor dad, is just getting in the right mindset of money, entrepreneurship, everything like that. Like those are my go-tos. There's so many good books, like Above the Line by Urban Meyer. I love his take on event plus response equals outcome, and that ultimately you always control the outcome with your response. So many good books.
Awesome. And what are the most interesting experiences you had when working or interviewing famous people?
You know, it's been cool because I've released almost 70 episodes in my podcast, and I just launched it like 7 months ago. The thing that I've come to realize just throughout my career is that everyone is the same. We put our underwear on the same. The same things drive us, right? Emotions and relationships and everything. And so, you know, just getting to know these people on a very like personal basis is so awesome, and they treat them like real human beings. And that actually goes to some advice I'd give to anybody that wants to reach out to somebody. You know, I've interviewed Grant Cardone, Alex Ramosi, Tim Story, Dave Meltzer, like guys that have like super legit followings and all the other stuff. But like, what they want more than anything is to be treated like a normal human being. They don't want to be put up on a pedestal. They don't want to be worshipped. So like, if you want to network with somebody that's higher than you, find out something very personal about them and just go up and start talking to them about that. Hey, I noticed you love shoes. That's awesome, or whatever, right? And then later you can give them the compliments or everything else, but like, there's nothing more awkward to me than like the first thing is like, oh, I love your stuff. Like, cool, thanks. But do you know, if you came up and started talking to me about my family, like, hey, notice your son was, competing in a Rubik's Cube competition last week. Like, boom, man, that's going to connect with me a little bit more. And so that's just like the biggest thing I would say. Like, it's just understanding that people are real. They're human beings, and no matter how famous or big a following that they have.
That's great advice. I would like to entertain our audience a little bit. Can you pull your phone and show this, what your son did with the cubic?
Yeah.
Show it?
So my son, he's one of the top speed cubers in the world. He solves Rubik's Cubes. His fastest ever is 4.5 seconds. What we're looking at right now is this is my son. He just did a 15-second inspection. He's actually doing a one-handed Rubik's Cube solve, and his fastest ever one-handed, I think, is 10.5 seconds. This is probably going to be about a 15-second solve, but yeah, just doing it completely one-handed. He competes all over the world. I think the thing that I'm most impressed about with my son is, he's a jock like me. He plays sports and everything, but he's got this nerdy inside of him doing Rubik's Cubes. And I love that he connects with so many different humans. In fact, there was a guy that came up, the father of one of these other Rubik's Cube guys. And he said, hey, just so you know, your son is changing my son's life.
Wow.
And he said, my son, he's autistic. And he doesn't talk to anybody. He goes to school and he puts his hood on. He doesn't talk to anybody. He said, but your son is like the one true friend that he has. And he spends time with him on the phone, and they do video chats. And like, you know, like that for me is like the best compliment I could ever get as a father. It's simply, yeah, that's what it's at.
Go. So good. So good. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing this thing. Yeah, it's amazing. So, last question. Do you have any exciting projects you are looking forward to in 2024?
Yeah, man. So,
personal?
You know, now that I've exited my business, I've shifted everything over to the Founder Project. And essentially, the way that the Founder Project is we give away free information up front. I run this awesome podcast, all the shorts and different things like that. We did a free planning session for 2024, different people. And then the back end, we offer, coaching strategies and courses. So I got a really cool home service or home improvement product that actually teaches guys how to go and scale. We're going to be selling it for $10,000. And wow. And it goes through and it teaches guys how to scale their business using culture, offer, accountability, and leadership, and which is the core four of any business. And so really excited about rocking that out. And then at the same time, we're consulting for equity and buying into different businesses. And like, that's something I'm so passionate about. Although money no longer drives me, but like partnering with awesome founders does. And that's what I'm excited about for 2024.
So cool.
Yeah.
I want to ask as well for advice for me. What advice can you give in order to like achieve level where you at?
You know, the biggest thing I would say is the compound effect is real, meaning that the more consistent you can be with your daily actions, regardless of what the outcome is, the better, right? Like, too many of us, we tie our input to what we get out of it, right? If I do X, Y, did I get Z, right? Instead of worrying about Z, focus on the X, Y, right? Like, just the things that bring success. Don't worry about having success. Do the things that cause success. Follow and mimic and copy exactly what successful people are doing. And don't care if you lose the weight. Don't care if you get the money in the bank account, right? Don't worry about the points on the scoreboard. Just consistently do these things. And ultimately, over time, it's going to add up. Growing by 10% every single month, eventually, you know, when you go from, when you have 10 and you grow by 10%, it's only 11. But when you have 10 million and you grow by 10%, it's 11, it's an additional million. And that's really the power of compounding, whether that's habits, whether that's, you know, consistent efforts, like that's the best advice I could give to any entrepreneur.
So good. I have some goosebumps on my skin, bro. Thank you so much for your knowledge, you know. So where people can find you on the internet?
So Instagram, Facebook, all the different things, at Chris Lee QB. The Founder Podcast is, you can find, it's on YouTube. My biggest following is on Spotify and Apple. I think I had 200,000 listen hours last month, which was pretty awesome. So that's the best place. You can DM me on Instagram at Chris Lee QB.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah.
Looking forward for the future, you know, so where we can chat more about it.
All right, my man.
Awesome.